This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Preparations are in full swing for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections where voting will be held tomorrow, the 26th of April. Campaigning for this phase ended yesterday evening. Elections will be held for 88 Lok Sabha seats in 13 states and union territories, including the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura, Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this space. The polling for the Betul parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in the second phase, will now be held in the third phase due to the demise of the BSP candidate. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that BJP is a party that runs on the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. For BJP, nothing is bigger than the country. Addressing the gathering in support of the BJP candidate at the police parade ground in Morena, Madhya Pradesh, Mr. Modi said that the government is giving free ration to crores of needy people without any discrimination of caste and religion. He said the government gave permanent houses to 4 crore poor people. These houses have been given to people of every religion without any discrimination. Similarly, drinking water connections were provided to 11 crore houses and no casteism was allowed. Mr. Modi said that the demand of one rank, one pension was implemented as soon as the government was formed. He added that the soldiers were given free rein. Mr. Modi also highlighted the role of self-help group. Filing of nomination for the fourth phase of the Lok Sabha polls will end today. The nominations will be scrutinized tomorrow and the candidates cleared will be allowed to withdraw their candidature by the 29th of this month. 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this space on the 13th of May. In this space, the states where voting will be held include Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, West Bengal, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Jammu and Kashmir. The Election Commission of India has taken cognizance of alleged model code of conduct violations by BJP and Congress. The ECI has sent letters to BJP President J.P. Nadda and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge to seek response by 11 a.m. on 29 of this month. In the letters, ECI has directed that all star campaigners to set high standards of political discourse and observe provisions of MCC in letter and spirit. In their complaints, Congress, CPI and CPIM had raised objections on the speech made by senior BJP leader Narendra Modi during his election speech in Baswara, Rajasthan. While in the complaint, BJP had raised objection on the election speech made by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi at Kottayam in Kerala. Congress today alleged that BJP is misquoting Congress manifesto. Senior BJP leader Jairam Ramesh in the press briefing in New Delhi said Congress has prepared its manifesto after listening to the voice of the people during Bharat Joro Yatra and Bharat Joro Nyaya Yatra. He also accused BJP of raising points that are nowhere mentioned in Congress manifesto. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar administered oath to the elected members of Rajya Sabha in the Parliament House today. He administered the oath to Devendra Pratap Singh, Tejbir Singh and Mahendra Bhatt. Aam Aadmi Party today held the protests in New Delhi against the arrest of CM Arvind Kejriwal in the alleged Delhi excise policy scam. The party has been campaigning under the Jail Ka Jawab Vote Se slogan and will launch its campaign song today for the Lok Sabha elections. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a $95 billion U.S. dollar package of aid for Ukraine, Israel and Taiwan. He also signed a bill that could ban TikTok. China's ByteDance has been given 9 months to remove the TikTok app from the market or sell the app to a U.S. company. The law was passed in response to worries that TikTok might provide the Chinese authorities access to user data. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.